What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. This afternoon, in Belfast, from 2:30 to 4:30, you could attend Arts for Gaza, a family-friendly concert and fundraiser. There'll be music from Palestine and the Arab world, and a silent auction of arts and more to benefit Palestinian aid organizations on the ground in Gaza. This is today until 4:30 p.m. at the UU Church in Belfast. In Southwest Harbor, at the Public Library, a photo exhibit of John K. Putnam's work opens today. You can drop in to view his landscape and nature photography on both floors. John K. Putnam is a full-time nature and landscape photographer based on MDI, where he operates a gallery of his work and leads photography tours and workshops. The show will be up throughout the month. Can't make it to the library? You can see some of his work, including his captures of the Aurora Borealis, at jkputnamphotography.com. His photos make for excellent armchair traveling. You feel as though you're in the heart of Acadia National Park. Are you working on that love poem in preparation for Valentine's Day? I hope it's going well. If the handmade card isn't going well, Rockland Public Library and the Center for Maine Contemporary Art are here to help. Mixed Media Valentines will take place Tuesday, February 4th, from 2 o'clock to 3:30 at the Rockland Public Library. The Center for Maine Contemporary Art teaching artist, Tara Morin, will teach tips and tricks for making the most out of a mixed media approach to card making. It's an 18-plus event, and you gotta register with the Rockland Library. If you can't make it to Rockland on February 4th, how about February 8th in Southwest Harbor? The Wendell Gilley Museum is offering a printmaking class from 1 to 3 p.m. Feel the love, they say, in this fun printmaking class with Juliana Ramirez, just in time for Valentine's Day. You could make color prints using EasyCarve, a printmaking material that's softer and easier to use than linoleum blocks. Materials will be provided. Just bring an idea for a simple image you'd like to turn into a woodblock-style print. Space is limited. Participants must be 10 years and older. Make your reservations now. Again, that's at the Wendell Gilley Museum. On Thursday, in the evening, 5 to 8 p.m., at Waterfall Arts in Belfast, you can take Printmaking 1. You can learn three core printmaking methods, calligraph, single-layer relief, and dry point intaglio. This is a six-week printmaking introduction. No previous experience is required. It starts Thursday, February 6th. That's at Waterfall Arts in Belfast, waterfallarts.org. On Tuesday, February 4th, you're invited to take part in a open mic. See you on Tuesday. That's from Scudic Arts for All. It's an open mic that's happening on the first Tuesday of every month, so February 4th, 7 p.m. That's happening at Hammond Hall in Winter Harbor. They're looking for musicians, writers, comedians, audience members. Everybody's welcome. This is an open mic hosted by Doc and Polly. You can walk in and sign up. The doors open at 6:30. If you need more information, you can email doc.polly.blues@gmail.com. Are you a good photographer? Are you handy with a camera? Maybe you want to join the camera club. It's meeting Thursday, February 6th, and photographers of all skill levels are welcome. It starts at 4:45 p.m. at the Brooklyn Public Library. On the 7th, 4:30 to 6:30, we're back in Southwest Harbor at the Wendell Gilley Museum again. You can create a painting of a landscape in a monochromatic color palette that still gives depth and character to your painting. This is the second paint and sip of the new year. Your instructor will be Erica Elizabeth. She's going to guide you step by step through the process, explaining each along the way. You can sip on wine, tea, or seltzer as part of this adults-only class, which is suitable for artists of all levels. All the materials and beverages are provided. Registration's required. Again, that's at the WendellGilleyMuseum.org. WERU's membership drive starts today. And as you know, WERU relies on the support of listeners, volunteers, and business supporters. Support what you believe in. Consider becoming a member, a sustaining member, or giving an additional gift if you've already supported the station. There's several ways you can donate. You can go to weru.org. You can call the station during this week's fund drive. That's at 207-469-6600. Or mail your check in. You'll find the address at the website. Now, new membership keeps the programming you love and depend on coming over the airwaves and the internet. Plus, it feels so good to be part of this community, the community that makes WERU possible. Your gift is, of course, tax deductible, so important as we approach April. Plus, you'll get the fancy WERU sticker that I told you about before. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?